This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Linda Leeming, and she's married into the mountain kingdom of Bhutan. She's written about it in a book, Married to Bhutan, How One Woman Got Lost, Said I Do, and Found Bliss. In what ways are you partners in crime together, bucking cultural norms? With your partner, Namgay, your husband, are you just embracing all of the rituals and just time-honored standards?
That's an interesting question. I think that when we're in the U.S., we're more like partners in crime. A lot of times we'll kind of just speak in Dzongkha, kind of like a, you know, just kind of have a little private conversation where nobody can really hear us. But that's kind of fun. But in Bhutan, Namgay is very religious. I mean, he's a religious painter. And I think as he's gotten older, he's gotten kind of, he goes on pilgrimages and he... Now he's doing some amazing work restoring some temples that every village in Bhutan, the tiniest village, has an amazing temple. And a lot of them are centuries old, you know, 14th century, 15th century, and they wear out. So he has apprentices, and so he works with the apprentices and they paint the temple walls. They either paint new temple walls or they restore them. So I think that I follow the ritual because I'm married into the culture, and that's part of, mm-hmm. of the
responsibility
of how we are. But
yeah, what do you do for humor? You wrote about a fun little intimate game you play where when one of you leaves, you always ask, "What can I bring you?" And it turns into a little kind of joke. Tell us about that.
Yes, when we lived. Now it's absorbed into the town of Thimphu, but we used to live on the outskirts in a place called Lung Tin Phu. And so it was a bit of a, you know, a drive or a walk into the town. And so we would always say, "Oh, what can I bring you?" So if it was me, I'd say, "Bring some milk, bring some eggs," something like that, if he was going into town. But one time I was going on a trek with some friends of mine. And so I just looked at him and I said, "Oh, what can I bring you?" And he said, "Bring me some hair from a cow's ear," because he actually makes his own paintbrushes. And the hair from the ear, inside the ear of the cow, makes really good brushes to paint the hands and ears and faces of the Buddha, because it's very, very refined, delicate painting, and the lines are just tiny, almost invisible. So I actually did that. I found this, we were up in the mountains in the middle of nowhere, and I found this cow herd, and I asked him, "Please, can you," I said in my terrible Dzongkha, "Please, can you get me this hair from the cow's ear?" He thought I was a little bit crazy, but he did it. I mean, he told me, "Yes, go on," and I walked away. And I don't know, 3 hours earlier, we walked into the camp. In Bhutan, it's really lovely to trek because the horsemen and the cook and everybody goes ahead and they set up the camp. And you walk into this gorgeous camp with a fire. And I sat down in a little while and drinking tea, of course. And then after, I don't know, a little while later, here comes this cowherd. And he'd put it in the banana leaf and he kind of pinned it with a little whittled stick, and he had this hair from the cow's ear, so I brought it back to Namgay.
There you go. Very practical gift.